Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. April 23rd, 2026. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. When we approach Ephesians 2:10 using the inductive Bible study method, we begin with observation. What does the verse say? It tells us that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. The focus is clearly on God's action. He makes, He creates, He prepares. We walk. The verse does not begin with our effort, but with His initiative. Next comes interpretation. What does this mean? If I am God's workmanship, then my identity is not self-produced. I am not the final author of my story. In Christ, I have been spiritually recreated. That means my past does not define me more than God's grace defines me. The phrase "for good works" shows that my life now carries purpose. I am not saved merely to wait for heaven. I am saved to live differently now. The words "prepared beforehand" remind me that God is already at work ahead of me. My obedience is not random. It fits within His design. Finally, we move to application. How should this truth shape my daily life? First, it calls me to reject both pride and insecurity. If I succeed in obedience, I cannot boast because I am His workmanship. If I struggle, I do not despair because my identity rests in His creation, not my perfection. Second, it challenges me to walk intentionally. The verse says we should walk in them. Walking suggests daily steps. Today's conversations, responsibilities, and decisions are opportunities to live out prepared good works. Loving my family, serving my church, acting with honesty at work, forgiving someone who hurt me, these may be part of the path God has already prepared. Personal application means asking each morning, Lord, what good works have You placed before me today? Instead of searching for dramatic acts, I can look for faithful steps. Identity leads to action. Because I am His workmanship, I can walk with confidence and humility. Reflection questions. 1. According to the devotion, what does observing the verse teach you about who takes the initiative in salvation and purpose? 2. How does understanding that you are God's workmanship guard you from both pride and insecurity? 3. What are some ordinary, daily situations where you can intentionally walk in the good works God has prepared? Memorization reminder. Recite Ephesians 2:10 aloud from memory today. Write it one more time without looking if possible. Ask the Lord to seal this truth in your heart, that you are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Let this verse shape how you see yourself and how you live.